The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get passionate about sports talk. This is Cheap Shots with Luther Broughton and Micah Warren. These two talk with the experts and are the experts when it comes to what's hot, what's next, and what will be in the sports world. Let's get this show on the road. Here's Luther and Micah.
Hey, we're the experts. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another wonderful, extremely special episode of Cheap Shots. I'm Micah Warren along with my man, Luther Broughton.
Hey, Luther, what's up? Happening? Did you just say we're the experts?
It said it in the opening, so I thought...
So it's true.
It's got to be true. The voiceover guy said it. But man, so much going on. We'll get to, well, as much as we can in an hour. Yep. We got Jameis Winston had his pro day today. Yep. Comments from Charles Barkley. We got Chip doing whatever the hell it is Chip does.
Wait, I've been working like a damn whore. What did Barkley say?
Barkley, and you know what? I did want to talk about this. Not really the actual issue. I'm not going to start a cheap shots holy war here.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
The Indiana law that, you know, it's a religious freedom act that basically you can discriminate against people. So if, you know, the way you dress sometimes, Luther, you wouldn't get served in certain restaurants in Indiana. So they could deny you service.
But seriously, the way I dress?
I've never even seen the way you dress. I don't even know. I know you wear a lot of polo stuff. And you dress Cam in a lot of polo stuff, too. That's a sharp-dressed kid.
Yeah, you know what? We'll get back. I'll digress a little bit. I am not a small guy. I am big guy, and I've got long arms, ridiculously long arms. And if I buy anything, it's like, oh, yes, this fits. Anything that shrinks even a little bit becomes just ugly. It's the arms are too short. I look weird. Pole stuff never shrinks. And stylish-ish-esque. And there's an outlet literally 5 miles away. So...
Oh, I'm a huge polo fan.
I'm a very good shopper. My mom is she will have us looking like $1 million and spend $12. So I'm a pretty good shopper. I know how to find sales, but that's that.
I'm a shopper though. I'm not a shopper. I'm a buyer. Mm. When I find something, boom, I'm getting it. I'm leaving. Like my wife will shop and be like, "Well, look at this. What about no? It's underwear. I don't care what color it is. We're getting it."
Oh yeah, exactly right.
You know, I just don't care. But I do dig the polo stuff because nothing tells people that you're a baller with a big bank account than that little horsey guy. I'm going to get it tattooed on my chest one day so even people at the beach know.
You're an idiot. Let's get back to Barkley.
So the Barkley comments, and this is actually interesting because it's not just Barkley. It's sports as a whole that might do the most damage to this law because you have the NCAA came out and made comment. They're based in Indianapolis. In case anyone doesn't know.
Yeah. Barkley said the Final Four shouldn't be in Indiana. I'm sorry. I'm all out of place. Yes. That was huge.
So the NCAA is making comments. Other people, the Big Ten, have made comments. It could be sports that is ultimately the could be a tipping point for these people because that's they can hit them in the wallet.
Even the drunk owner from the Colts issued a statement.
Did he really?
Yeah, Ursay. Ursay finally said something. So...
Is he gonna sign Michael Sam just to stick it in everyone's eye?
Oh, he should totally sign Michael Sam. Dude, let me tell you, I busted on Michael Sam this week because he said he's not the only gay player in the NFL and he's not really in the NFL. I want him to be in the league.
I do too.
I wanted him to not be out of shape at the veteran combine and look really good. Make the league so we can start to go away from this being the only story about him. I want him to be a good football player in the NFL. It's kind of like a soap opera now. You know?
Yeah, but not really because there's not much story to it. No one's signing the guy. I didn't see that he had a bad veteran pro day.
Yeah, he ran really bad. And he didn't.
So did everyone. Did you see that?
Yeah, and they didn't get signed. And that's what I'm saying. I wish he had freaking ran a 4.7 and was chiseled and got signed. But now it's like, now it's just going to be more of the same.
If anything, it's going to be him doing speaking here and there, and he'll do interviews, and that's all well and good. But don't you really just want, like, Calvin Johnson to come out and say it? Because what are you going to say about that? You know what I mean? When a super stud comes out and says, yep, I'm gay.
I'm sorry, I find that funny. You just pulled him out of nowhere.
I know
exactly why you said that. Because you've stated to me before that he is really hot in those car videos where he gets undressed and dressed in those Acura videos.
You've talked about
his abs so many times.
No.
So that's why you wanted to be Calvin Johnson.
I wanted to be Calvin.
I know it.
But for what it's worth, I know that he's that hot in those commercials. My wife loves those commercials. She's like, oh my God, who is that? I was like, that's Megatron. She's like, I love Megatron. So yeah, I'm well aware. So I may have said those things. I might have said those things, but it was because my wife told me.
Oh, God, so I can't stop laughing.
Let's get a hashtag and see if we can get that trending.
Well, you know who we really should hope comes out because this person is a whore is Jeremy Macklin, according to James Francis Butts. Jim is one of our friends from – he has a radio show or had. I know one or the other.
I think he ESPN, still does.
And I hadn't been on Jim's show in a while. Jim probably hates me now. We argue all the time. He doesn't though, but we argue in good sport. We're good sports about it. But Jim thinks that Macklin was a whore for quote unquote lying to the fans and using the media to up his value.
That sounds
so absurd to me.
He's not the only one saying it either. I've seen numerous other people that think this about Macklin.
Do they think he's a lying whore?
I would not use those. I think, Luther, I've mentioned this to you.
That's extreme.
It sounds really nasty. It sounds nasty. I would reserve those. I would use those words about someone, but not Jeremy Macklin.
No.
So the guy, I mean... If anybody, because we all try and connect dots, you know, we've done some dot connecting with Adrian Peterson to the Cowboys. There might be a little smoke there at some point. But how much dot connecting did it take? Not much to put Macklin in Kansas City. You have Andy Reid drafted him. He's from Missouri. They need wide receiver help like nobody's business. They didn't have a single wide receiver catch a touchdown pass last year.
Not a single one. So we allowed him to hit the open market, and guess what? Even if he wanted to return to the Eagles, they allowed him to go and get sold to. They allowed him to be presented to.
That's what happened.
And how could you imagine if I was some star, top free agent tight end, right? And I was playing for, say, the Bears or something like that. And I had a really good year, and they allowed me to hit free agency without signing me before free agency hit. And Carolina was very tight end needy. We knew they needed a tight end. And, guess who coaches Carolina now? Andy Reid, who actually I played for in Philadelphia. It's not a stretch to say, let me go visit Andy and see what he has to say. I really thought I was going to sign back in Chicago, but I like what he has to say. I get to go home. I get to go home, and I get actually a better contract. Not even a better contract. So I don't think the guy lied whatsoever. I think he changed his mind. And Jim thinks that he used the media to get a bigger contract.
Well, that doesn't really happen anyway, because nobody is – these guys don't pay attention to the media. I think sometimes fans think that coaches and GMs pay attention to this stuff like we do. They don't.
Right.
They don't care.
I mean, care.
The idea that Chip cares that the fans wanted to keep Macklin – he just cut DeSean Jackson. That didn't go over well. He traded LeSean McCoy. That didn't go over well. He traded Nick Foles. Right. Didn't go over well. He is. If anything, Chip has told us in this offseason that he doesn't care what you think at all.
Yeah.
Chip doesn't care.
He doesn't. I mean,
if anybody has made that clear this year, it's Chip Kelly. He doesn't care what you think.
No, he doesn't give a shit what you say. And no GMs are going to be prompted by the fans to overpay a receiver. They're in need of a wide receiver. They're in dire need of a wide receiver, and they overpaid Macklin. And guess what? He was lucky that the team that was available that really needed tight end is in Missouri. That's kind of a no brainer. He gets to go home, Micah. He gets to go home. I don't blame the guy. Go
decent
home.
Decent team, dude. Chance to win games. I mean,
and guess what? Who's Philly's quarterback, anyways? We didn't know who we were going to have at quarterback. We're having quarterback questions, anyways. Not necessarily issues. They're questions.
It works out for everybody. I'm not paying Macklin $11 million.
No, I'm not playing Macklin $11 million, but I'm happy for Macklin. He bet on himself, and he won big. He played really well last year, and guess what? We overpaid for Byron Maxwell because we were in desperate need of a freaking cornerback who wasn't me. I mean, we were in desperate need of a cornerback. We overpaid Maxwell, and that's fine. Sometimes you have to overpay for what you need, what you actually need. So
sometimes, but when it's kind of like, it's tough to blame Chip because really the failed cornerback draft picks are Andy's, like the Trevard Lindley's and the Curtis Marshes that just didn't pan out. You know, Andy created those needs for Chip, not Chip.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm not saying it. We had to go overpay it. We had to get one of those corners that were out there, and we got them. So and Kansas City had to get a receiver, and they went and got him. Sometimes that's what you have to do. I live in a small market. I'm a Charlotte Hornets season tickets holder, and we have to overpay for every single free agent to come here. We're a small market. We're the ones who got Gordon Hayward the max contract. We offered him the max because that's the only way we could have gotten him to come here. And Utah decided to match. We paid Big Al a whole ton of money. We paid the air-blowing guy from Indiana a whole ton of money, and he's so bad that I've forgotten his name.
Lance
Stevenson. He can't even get off the bench, but that's what happens. So, you know, whatever. I'm happy for Macklin, actually.
I am too, but here's where you run into trouble, and not really with Maxwell as much, although that could come to bite you because they did spend a lot for a number two corner. The Brandon Graham signing. I like Brandon Graham, but you had to sign him because you blew it with Marcus Smith.
Well, yes. You had to overpay. That's the biggest thing. You had to overpay Graham because Marcus Smith is just – he's a jag. He's just the guy out there. He's just the guy. He's not even just the guy. He couldn't even play, Micah. He couldn't play when everyone was hurt. He just couldn't get on the field. That's kind of sad.
When they're switching your position in your rookie year, something's wrong. That's like some Andre Bruce type stuff. Anyway, look.
Oh, my gosh. That's
We got to take a break. We'll get back to more of this nonsense on the other side. This is Cheap Shots.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience. So he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time. Get ready for an unpredictable, fun, and sometimes sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
If you think you've seen online TV before, Let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. That goes O'Neill. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You're on Cheap Shots with Luther Broughton and Micah Warren. Get in on the shots by giving us a call now at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or tweet us now at hashtag Cheap Shots. Now, back to the show.
Wait a minute, I have a question now.
What up?
He said 1-888-346-9144. That is the phone number, but do you have to dial 1 anymore? Do you ever dial a 1?
No, no one uses a rotary or a home phone anymore.
I do. I have a landline for my office. I'm trying to think. Do I
do you dial 1? Because it's probably a freaking a line hooked up to the network, doesn't it?
Yeah, it would be. It's voice over IP.
Yeah, a voice over IP phone. So,
oh, wait. Our producer's telling us on a landline you do have to dial 1. So does that include even if it's voice over IP? Okay, he said yes.
He said yes.
So I love our producers. See, they keep us straight.
Yeah, and sometimes we don't know what we're talking about. So
a lot of times. Now, Luther, you had an apology you wanted to issue?
Oh, so how about last week? Not 2 weeks ago when we were having the show and I was in the office and I kept peeking back at the TV and I was pitching about why a 5 and a 7, like a 7 and an 8 seed are playing for a play-in game. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I realized after the show, it was the NIT. It was the first round of the NIT. Such an idiot. No one called me out. No one.
Yeah, I didn't know you were mentioning
no
teams. I had the bracket in front of me. I had the bracket in front of me, and I couldn't find who you were talking about, but I didn't realize it was NIT. Or I wasn't listening. That happens too.
Oh, that was such no one called me out. I was like, oh, the next day. I was like, I'm so glad, like, we're not some national show. We would have had.
We're international.
Well, that's national's better. National's better.
Well, international, we got people in Thailand listening right now.
Well, at least they don't know how stupid I was for saying that, so whatever.
Wait, so another thing is, this is a reason I'm stupid, because this is what happens to me every year. Because you know I'm not a huge college basketball fan, but I do love the tournament. I do. So basically, mm-hmm. I'm filling out a bracket with very little information about the real team. So basically, I fill my bracket out, and then I start watching the games, and I'm like, oh, boy, what did I do? You know, the one year I had Stanford going really far with the Lopez brothers. Mm-hmm. And then I watch them, and I'm like, oh, God, these guys are soft. They're 2 7-footers, and they're so soft. God, I got these guys in the Final Four. No way. So what I end up doing is I do like to listen to some people that actually do watch, like you and Zach that called, bragging about Iowa State.
Oh,
they're a dark horse. Oh, they're, yeah, dark horse.
Yeah, they
bounced in the first round.
They horsed my my bracket right into the garbage.
It wasn't even 3 o'clock on the first Thursday. We all know the first Thursday. It's awesome.
And they were done.
3 o'clock on the first Thursday, my bracket was shredded.
Let me tell you what was good about that. Fine. I donated about $60, $70 to other people's brackets. Mm-hmm. I could watch the games with no pressure and just root for the Tar Heels. That's it. And the games were in Charlotte. And, of course, you just mentioned Zach. And they were him and his brother are such UVA homers, and they championship. They had them locked to win the championship. They freaking lost in Charlotte, and I watched in person to Michigan State in the second round.
I remember the text messages.
That was kind of funny. But because they were really, really – I bagged on them after the game. They were really, really, really – you would think you were talking about a Duke program that had multiple championships. But, hey – whatever.
Yeah, you know, UVA has a good team, and I really think that style is conducive to winning in the tournament because it, you know, you can play defense every game, whereas you get like a Villanova who was seeded too high, and again, these teams that base their offense on the three-pointer, they don't last.
They don't last, and let me tell you, you have to have a big man if you want to be like Duke. If you want to base your game on three-pointers, Duke has a big man, and they could they could dump it down to Okafor, and that's all she wrote. And they actually played defense as well in Durham. So that's a different story. But yeah, my bracket, let me tell you what's funny. And of course, everybody's going to say, yeah, right. When I first filled it out, I filled out everything, like all the top seeds winning, so I could have my bracket filled out. Then I went and picked upsets. My first upset was Michigan State over Virginia, and I thought that bracket was weak. So I picked Michigan State to go to the Final Four.
I then, had them losing to Louisville.
I had them going to the Final Four. Then I had, of course, Kentucky. And I had Wisconsin in the Final Four as well. Cause I had to pick them over North Carolina. I didn't pick stupidly with my heart. And then I picked Duke. And I said, you know what? This ain't happening. Duke always looks good in those years. They're really supposed to win, and I pick them, and they lose. So I changed Duke.
I had them out in the second round, too.
I think I picked Iowa State. I changed Michigan State because I said they're a seventh seed for a reason. And I changed Wisconsin because they beat Arizona last year, and I made Arizona put Arizona in it and left Kentucky. So I went from 4 out of 4 to 1 out of 4, and I was like, oh, well.
Duke's another one for me. Like you said, they always tend to go out early. They disappoint. So I just get them out early knowing that most people have the one seed going so far that I'll be the benefit. But those teams before were three-point heavy teams. So I watched Duke this year and was like, oh, they have a big dude down there. This is a different team. I'm like, they look really good. I wish I didn't pick them to lose.
Duke is, I hate Duke. I'm a North Carolina fan, but I'm not a fool. Duke is the only one that has a chance. I don't know if they have enough depth to beat Kentucky. But all it takes is one game. This is a one-game tournament. It's not the NCAAs. And guess what? Let's not go ahead and overlook Wisconsin either. They can beat Kentucky.
Maybe. Here's what I would do if I'm playing Wisconsin.
They can, but Kentucky's not losing. They can. Kentucky's loss, quote unquote, was to Notre Dame the other night. That should have been the loss. Kentucky's not losing.
Right, you're right. That was their bad game, and they got out of it. If I'm going after Wisconsin, why aren't you sending? I would have guards driving the entire time or posting up forwards against Frank the Tank, and see if you can get him in foul trouble. Mm-hmm. See if you can get him out of that game. I mean, the dude is good. He's really good.
He's really good. I like him.
I do too. I mean. Mm-hmm. Just a little shocked they didn't go after him and try and get him in trouble, because I think they got him in trouble late. But then again, I don't know if you watched that Wisconsin game. Did they miss a three-pointer in the second half?
10 for 12.
Oh, 10 man.
10 for 12. 10 for 12.
It seemed like everything they fired up went in.
They were awesome.
But yeah, I don't think Kentucky's losing. So it's Kentucky, Duke, Michigan State, and Wisconsin left.
Kentucky, Duke, Michigan State, Wisconsin. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, my bracket's blown. That's not happening. I'm not winning. In other NCAA news, Jameis Winston had his pro day today. And so we have to discuss this. Did you see the pictures of him?
I'm so sick of people talking about his physique. He's a freaking quarterback. Do you remember Thomas? You remember when Thomas Davis came out of Georgia? Thomas Davis looked like that coming out of Georgia, and he was a linebacker. Is that flabby? Is that not? He's not even flabby. Is that not so chiseled stomach, chest area is going to stop him from drilling the ball down the field 40 yards? No, it's not. I'm not bothered by his physique at all.
You ever see Peyton Manning with his shirt off?
He is chiseled like Calvin Johnson.
No, he's not. He was on Saturday. He has no pecs. He was on Saturday Night Live. Yeah. Peyton?
He's a very muscular, handsome-looking guy with his clothes off.
I think
he looks terrible. He has less muscles than Cam, and he can freaking, it's like he hands the ball off 40 yards downfield because of his arm, even with his arm strength decreasing. So I couldn't care less of how Jameis looks. I just don't want him to be getting into rape situations or whatever. Stay out of trouble. Who care? I don't care how he looks. Stay out of trouble.
Was he in this kind of shape playing?
I bet he was.
Because if Jameis he wasn't, not the really
most,
care.
He's not the most athletic quarterback. You know what is the really big misconception? That all the black quarterbacks are athletes now. Jameis isn't the athlete that Cam Newton is. He's not the athlete that Vic was. Russell Wilson, he's not some burner. You know who's a better athlete than most of those guys? Andrew Luck. But you don't hear that because he's a white guy. That's right. Just what it is. I mean, Andrew Luck is a great athlete. He's like a 4'5 guy, 4'6, 4'5 guy, huge, can run, all that stuff. You assume that the black guys are athletic quarterbacks. Winston isn't the athlete. He is sloppy running down that field.
He's like a little bit faster than Byron Leftwich.
Oh, Byron Leftwich ran like a 6 in the 40.
Yeah,
he had a cannon and a super slow cannon. But who cares? Who cares? I don't care how he looks with his shirt off. Whatever. I'm not trying to make out with him.
If he played like that, I have no problem with it. If this is like post football weight that he put on and he didn't bother getting in shape for a pro day, that's kind of
that's why I have a problem that's what I kept saying about Michael Sam. I have a problem with him not being ripped and just totally into shape during his workout last week.
Where did you read that? I didn't see that. Was he really that bad?
He was, yeah, I heard he was really that bad.
Now I got questions. I mean, do you really want to play football? Or all the people that were saying he's doing this for attention get kind of a point on their scorecard there.
Yeah.
Because I kept saying I think he really just wants to play football. I really think that.
I wish the guy would make the team and go dominate, and then he can talk. Otherwise, I wish he would shut up. I didn't have a press conference when my late round ass got cut. So, whatever. You know?
Speaking of that veteran pro day, do you know they had to pay their own way to go to that?
Yes. Why would you? Veteran, you should have a few dollars.
Yeah, but I mean, is this really like some sort of combine where we're going to get a look at you, or is this a chance to make some money and have an off-season event?
I don't
think
the NFL needs money. It's not it's not that much. They're paying their own way there, but I don't know if they're paying to actually participate, are they?
Yes. There's like an entry fee I was reading about.
Okay, why?
I don't know. It wasn't big enough that they're going to make any kind of significant money. I know after Michael Bush ran like a 4.7 or 4.8,
he said 4.9, and he said, "There goes my career."
Yeah, he said, "There goes my career." What a shame. Yeah. Anyway, we'll get back to this and more. I got a lot to talk about still here on Cheap Shots. We'll see you in a few.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need to bitch his ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
Sports and medicine go hand in hand. Quite simply, if you aren't up to your game health-wise, you won't be up to your game on the field. That's where Bruce the Sports Doc comes in. Dr. Bruce Grossinger uses his medical training and experience to bring you a link between sports and medicine, from the latest advances and treatments to discussion behind the injuries of the week. Bruce the Sports Doc and his team of guest experts are here each week to lay it on the line in terms that you can understand. Tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN. The Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
You're on Cheap Shots with Luther Broughton and Micah Warren. Get in on the shots by giving us a call now at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or tweet us now at hashtag Cheap Shots. Now, back to the show.
So Micah, it was Obama and George W. Bush walk into a bar, right?
Okay.
And no, I'm kidding.
No.
You were probably waiting for some terrible joke, weren't you?
Something like racist or something. I don't know. They walk into an Indianapolis bar.
Oh, God, that would be... I need to figure something out then.
So I saw this today that I thought you'd find interesting, and I had a question for you, not really related to this, but sort of. So now the Phillies, which are... I don't know how much you pay attention to baseball because your Braves are kind of going to stink too. But the Phillies are so bad... They have now introduced hard alcohol and wine will be served at the games this year. So, my thinking
is fantastic.
So, yeah, my thinking is A, now I might watch to see who runs onto the field and what they do. Do Philadelphia fans need to be more drunk at games? And I'm not saying it's everybody. It's not. I rarely even have a beer when I go anymore. It's too expensive.
I mean, I know the Philadelphia reputation is. You know, beyond bad. But, I mean, come on. The Philly fans make it happen at the games. Do they need to be more liquored up? Hell no. But guess what? That's going to make for some interesting topics on Cheap Shots during the baseball season.
In the last couple of years, we had a kid stand up and forced his finger down his throat to induce vomiting on an 11-year-old girl. Oh. So we had... I don't know if you heard that. That's a good one. That's good stuff. The 17-year-old that got tased in the outfield. That's a good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I remember that one.
And for what it's worth, this stuff does go on everywhere. It goes on everywhere. But Philadelphia is the one that gets, nope, they're at it again. So I have a question for you because you played in Philadelphia. How bad was it? Like, did you ever get insults hurled at you? Did people yell stuff at you anywhere, with Philadelphia or otherwise?
Yeah, let me tell you, the worst I got was in college. Now, when I was in college, we played in the Southern Conference, and that's before Marshall moved up. And Marshall fans were fantastic. I hated those effers. I hated them, but they were fantastic. They would say so much shit, and they'd pour beer on us. Like, we'd go to the edge of the sideline to, like, stretch or run over. They would pour beer on you, and... Oh, they would be like, wait, you're the guy who's supposed to be probably going to the NFL? Good Lord, you suck. And it was so funny. It didn't get to me, though. It was hilarious because they would, you know me, I brag on people, so I better be able to take it. It was so funny. So they just killed me, and I was like, wow, this is awesome. Why can't our fans be like this? So
why don't you treat the other teams like this? Well, the reason you can't be insulted by something like that is I'm the guy that's going pro. So enjoy drinking beer in the same spot next year. I'll be in the NFL.
Yeah.
It's tough to get offended when, yeah, they're damn right. I'm the one that's going pro. Yeah,
true, but it's still funny. That's, you know, but when you're a great fan, that's what you do.
Anything personal? Did anyone ever like look anything up?
No, because the internet wasn't as great as it is now.
True.
I don't know if there was anything to look up. I mean, what? Would they bag on my shitty city that I'm from because it's country? I don't know.
They could. Why not?
They could, but...
Fans don't care. They will rip on you for anything.
Let me tell you the best. The best. we're walking off the field one game, and it was Donovan's rookie year, I think. It was before he started playing a lot. And you know how going into our locker rooms at the vet, the seats were like right there.
Right, right.
And we were walking by, and I'm telling you, this guy could reach out and touch us. And he said, "Hey, McNabb," you know, like he's going to ask him something. And Donovan turned and he said, "You fucking suck." And just looked at him in his face. And Donovan looked at the guy. He looked at me again, looked back at the guy, and busted out laughing. And we just kept walking in the locker room. Oh, it was hilarious. And dude didn't even laugh. He was hammered. He didn't even laugh. He just kept on with it. And I turned around. He was just bagging on everybody who walked by. It was one of the funniest things. McNabb just laughed and just kept walking. And I was like, it must be nice to have people bag on you like that. They don't say shit to me. I'm like the fourth tight end. He was like, whatever, let's go.
Did it ever occur to you? Do you ever think about, like, what's the psychology behind that? What's going on in your life that you feel the need to just insult somebody like that? I personally think you're not real. You're not a real person. Exactly. No, I'm serious. You're a pro athlete to them. You're not a real person.
Yeah, like, that's how it is. People don't think that the pro athletes, they treat them differently because they're on the tube. You're watching them on TV. It's like watching a movie and you yell right at the character. These aren't freaking characters. These are real people. That's why, like, some of the guys who, like Josh Gordon, I know we sometimes call him an idiot, stupid, or this, that, and the other.
We're guilty as charged.
I feel bad for him because I think he has a really big problem with addiction. Mm-hmm. And he's a human being. You know, if that was somebody at the job or what have you, people would be praying for him, having little visuals. Let's, you know, get him in rehab, this, that, or the other. And now we're just calling him an idiot because we're saying he screwed up his payday. So,
yeah, but see, to me, even tweeting at someone something nasty, you know they're going to see it. Why did you have to do that?
Some of those tweets or what have you, it's like, is that what are you doing? You're such a big man behind that computer.
Exactly. I have friends that are 100% guilty as charged. Like, there's a Brandon Jacobs video that was really popular on YouTube. That was my friends. I heard them. I watched the video. I heard them. I was like, I know who that is. These people, I mean, just ragging on guys. I remember one thing. Remember Dave Brown, the quarterback?
Yeah. Yes.
These are my friends that would go and hang out outside the stadium after the game. Dave Brown's getting on the team bus and he's like, "Dave Brown." And Dave Brown turns around, like, smiles and kind of waves, like, "Hey," he goes, "you're a bum." And he's just like, "All right, whatever." Just like,
and Dave was like, "Okay, fine, right, but I'm getting $1 million a year to hold a clipboard, so F you," you know?
He did get this same guy got the same thing. Remember when Thomas Jones was a rookie or early in his career with the Cardinals? He wasn't that good.
Yeah.
So they were doing their pregame drills. You know, they run through something and they get back in the line or whatever. And he's like, "Thomas Jones, you're a bust." So when Thomas Jones came back, he said, "I may be a bust, but I'm rich."
And that he is. I did want to touch on something that somebody just messaged me. They said USC's athletic director, Pat Hayden,
yeah,
is boycotting the college football playoff committee meetings in Indiana because he has a gay son.
Good.
So my question is, did Indiana pass a law against, like, had something to do with gay marriages and
yes,
stuff like
that? Well, no, the actual law, it's like the Freedom of Religion Act, and basically says you can discriminate someone, you can discriminate against someone if it's against your religious beliefs. And we know a lot of religious people are very anti-gay. So basically, you could be in a situation where somebody goes and sits at a lunch counter and doesn't get served. I don't have to remind everyone what that's very similar to and something we've tried to get away from.
Yeah.
So that's why Charles Barkley's making a big deal.
If I take my black ass out to Indianapolis to visit my brother, they could say, "My religious beliefs, I don't believe in black people. You're not getting served." So I have to take my hungry ass across the street to the gas station and get some chips where I might not get served.
Well, Luther, but you're bringing up a good point because it's called unintended consequences. Now, when they wrote this law, they're thinking, oh, Christians and gays will be able to not deal with them. But what if it wasn't until, what, the 70s that the Mormons had any respect for black people? That's not that long ago.
That's
Mitt
not
Romney
that
got
long,
asked
though.
About that and didn't want to answer it. So what if it is? What if I'm Rasta? Can I smoke a joint?
Interesting.
Where does it stop with what your religion is? I mean, you can just discriminate against people. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. And like I said before, sports is what could get this changed. That Lucas Oil Stadium is a very big sports venue. They get a lot of events. You got Final Four in Indianapolis. You've got the Combines in Indianapolis. If all these sports people are saying, I'm out, the NCAA has said we have to rethink what we're doing. What if the NCAA leaves? What if the CEO of Angie's List? They had some, you know, Angie's List, that website get contractors and stuff, which is kind of BS. They kind of run some weird stuff. But they said they would consider, they were planning some expansion that would include 1,000 new hires, and now they're holding off on it. This is a great new law. And I just saw Arkansas is looking to do the same thing. These people are idiots.
Why would Arkansas do that?
If I have, you know, I look at my company. If a gay guy came and said, I want to hire you for $10,000 a month to be my PR person, done.
No, you
I don't
can't
care
do it.
What you're
He's
doing.
Gay. He's gay. So you have to say no. And if he was black and gay, he would have to he would have to pay everybody else around you and not do it. How about that?
But I think it's kind of interesting that, you know, a guy like Mark Emmert, who is, let's face it, he gets hammered. He wakes up every morning. People are just berating him. So finally, and I can read you his quote. We, the NCAA, have to sit down and say, all right, if this environment remains the way it is, what does that mean for us going forward? We hold lots and lots of events here. We're going to have our national convention here. Our offices are here. We have to say, what do we do if this law goes into effect in July? And what's our relationship with the state of Indiana going to be?
My next question to you before you even get into anything on that is, why are there offices in Indiana? Couldn't you have chosen a more fun place?
Have you ever been to Indianapolis? I haven't.
It's cold.
I've never been. I mean,
it's not that fun. My brother lives there, but I mean, I'm just being an ass. They could have picked Vegas or sunny Miami or sunny California or Hugie, South Carolina, anything but Indianapolis. Anyways, back on topic.
Yeah, well, so why am I in Doylestown if I could be in Florida?
Well, you are from there. You don't have to put your business offices there if you're the NCAAs.
So. Maybe the state of Indiana gives good tax breaks.
Or they let you discriminate against people.
Or they let you. Yeah, either way, I think if this for what it's worth, Mike Pence, the governor of Indiana, has said today that they're going to, quote, fix this law. And that fix better be on my desk this week. You know, the guy's just getting hammered over it. So we'll see what they do, but it's kind of, you know.
What makes you think you should pass this law in the first place? I mean, what?
I don't get it. I don't understand everyone's fixation with everyone else's life. I don't care.
I don't care how many people who you screw. What's the funniest thing is they got like 12 chicks on the side and the wives are whores screwing the friends, right. But you can't be gay. We can be whores, but you can't be gay. Why do you give a fuck if I'm gay? I mean, seriously, why do they care? Why is it such a big deal? And even a bigger deal is, why are people tagging people in these Facebook posts with like 700 names attached to it? What is this new thing? Anyways.
Because I guess it'll show up in their newsfeed unless they have it.
Oh, what the hell? That's about as bad as the whole Indianapolis thing almost. No. But
We'll get back to your Facebook issues because we all have concerns and we're worried about your concerns, Luther. But we'll get back for the fourth quarter after this.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at VAPressPass.com. That's VAPressPass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time. Do you love sports talk? Can't get enough sports talk? Have we got a show for you? It's about the NFL training camps, Super Bowl previews, a look at the new starting quarterbacks, and weekly key injuries. We'll take your calls and emails right on the air. Former Philadelphia Eagle James Loving is your host, and you never know who'll drop by for a co-host spot or an interview on the spot. Tune in to Loving That Sports Talk with James Loving every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You're on Cheap Shots with Luther Broughton and Micah Warren. Get in on the shots by giving us a call now at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or tweet us now at hashtag Cheap Shots. Now, back to the show.
So should we just kind of wrap things up this week with like some NFL stuff? There's plenty of NFL stuff to
talk about. Don't we talk a little bit about NFL? We've been a little bit too political this week, but I mean, we had to talk about it.
Well, it's the off season. I don't care. The NBA, the Sixers lost to the Lakers last night. I was actually excited about that because the Lakers seemed to be tanking, so I was excited that they won and the Sixers might be in better position come draft day. Hockey, but we don't even talk about hockey on here, and my Flyers are out of it anyway. Who cares?
Yeah.
But one of the names I thought was interesting on the free agent market that has, I mean, when you say barely a sniff, Michael Crabtree. He visited the Dolphins, but they said, did you see what he was looking for?
How much?
$9 to $10 million a year.
He has such an illusion of grandeur. It's why the same thing he did after the draft. He thought he should get paid almost number one money. Who is his agent?
Eugene Parker.
Maybe you should talk to Jeremy Maclin.
Yeah, right. Now, you know what? I like after, you know, he had his issues or whatever, right around that Super Bowl run, he was really, really good.
He tore his Achilles.
Right. So he didn't do much last year. There was a time when I thought he was going to become an elite receiver. I just don't see it now. And supposedly there's been reports that it's not just that he's not running so well these days and that he's just got a bad attitude.
Yeah, I heard about his terrible attitude.
Remember Vernon Davis used to rip him.
Yeah.
And Vernon Davis was supposed to be a problem child.
Yep. He's got a terrible attitude is what I've heard from time and time and time again. So you can have it's not like you're and not saying that Dez Bryant has a terrible attitude. If you're going to have a terrible attitude, you better be Dez Bryant. You better be the hot Calvin Johnson? You better be that if you're going to have a terrible attitude at receiver.
Exactly.
You better not be getting Dwayne Bowe numbers and have a terrible attitude.
Because then you're going to be playing in Cleveland like Dwayne Bowe is doing right now.
And you're right.
So Crabtree, I mean, what is he going to be looking at? Would you give him $2 to $3 million? $3 million.
I would give him $3 million.
And it's probably a one-year prove-it deal.
It's a one-year prove-it deal, $3 million. I would do it. I think he's good enough to do that. But
would you take him on your Panthers?
I would take him on my Panthers or my Eagles.
Yeah, but you can't because Chip won't have it.
I was just about to say Chip is not going to deal with it. I don't think. But maybe Chip recruited him while he was at Oregon and has a relationship with him. Who knows? No, I'm really not ripping on him. Maybe he does. You know how he is with guys he's got a relationship with.
I guess. I mean, yeah, I know, but Crabtree's really attitudinal. But
yeah, he's got kind of a shit attitude.
We saw who Chip did like. He got Miles Austin in town for what, $2.3 million 1 year. Are you okay with Miles Austin on the Eagles?
No, he hasn't done anything for 4 years.
Why and is he's hurt.
And he's hurt, so he fits right in. Why is he here?
Now, here's a question for you, because we did talk about this a little bit before. Sam Bradford, it came out that Sam Bradford had contemplated retirement after his second ACL. And it's not so much – sure, it crossed your mind. But here's my question. The Philly Inquirer article that came out about it was from – remember Josh Heupel?
Yes.
I guess he was a college coach of Bradford?
Yes.
He was a high school winner. Right. He was the one talking to the Inquirer about how he had to talk Bradford out of retirement. Are you okay with that?
No. I'm not okay with that. Why is he unless he got permission from Bradford to talk about that, I'm not okay with that.
Some friend. Because you don't need, especially this time of year, when, look, we're all looking for things to talk about, and we overanalyze everything. And right now, especially with what the Eagles are doing, we're all looking into everything and microscopes all over everything. It's just fuel for the, you know, oh, now this guy doesn't care. I mean, I admit I wasn't thrilled when I heard about that. Like, geez, really retiring? You think Bradford's a guy that could do it? He was the last. He was the last draft class that got paid like that.
He was the he could walk away. He got what? He'll make like 73 from that contract.
Really?
He is a guy who can walk away. He really can walk away.
He got what, 49 guaranteed, almost 50?
Yes.
For a guy that never played a down. So if I were him, yeah, I might be like, for who, for what? You know, why am I doing this?
Maybe he wants to prove himself. I mean, not maybe. The guy probably is like, I was the first pick in the draft. I was very highly rated for a reason, and I've been injured. And I hadn't had a lot around me. I have to prove myself, and good for him. I hope he's great because I'm an Eagles fan.
Or I could, let's see, I can go back into training camp and try and prove myself and have guys diving all around my twice torn knee, or I could drink beer and play Call of Duty all day and still.
Or I could still play again and make another $73 million and then drink beer and play Call of Duty.
That's true. I'll bank another 13 this year, and then we'll drink beer and play Call of Duty.
How about that? And guess what? If I'm good this 1 year, I will get one of those. I know they're not real, but I will get one of those $100 million contracts.
You really think someone would – how good would he have to be to get that, really?
Okay, the guy from Cincinnati got one.
Not really. Not really.
That's what I just said. It's a not really $100 million contracts. I'd say he'll get one of those not really ones, but I bet he'll get one. Quarterbacks are terrible.
What? Contracts?
No, quarterbacks. There are not that many good ones out there. If he plays well this year, he will get paid based on his reputation.
But the Andy Dalton deal is kind of like Kaepernick's was. We'll give you 20-25 guaranteed because you're not bad. Fine.
If you want to play Call of Duty, you get 20-25 more million guaranteed. That's what I'm saying. He's already got 73. Let's get 20 more and buy a lot of PlayStations, Xboxes, and just play it all everywhere we want to go. Restrooms, anywhere. But, you know, I don't know. I hope the guy pans out.
I do too. And I mean,
I don't feel sorry for him. That's for sure. Everybody, I feel so bad for him. He's got 70 freaking million dollars from not really playing that much. So quit feeling sorry for the guy. Like, what about you? You made $12 yesterday working hard. He doesn't feel sorry for you. Screw him.
All right. So another thing I wanted to get to before we close it out is, they brought in, obviously they got Kiko Alonso. They are keeping D'Amico Ryans probably at a reduced rate with the new contract he got. Are you hearing the rumors about Kendricks that he could be possibly traded? And does that bother you? It bothers me.
It bothers the shit out of me. Why? Why are we dumping Kendricks? We've got a good linebacking core. Keep him.
Could you imagine him with Kiko Alonso, the playmaking you'd have inside there?
Oh, man, dude, I don't know what to say. I don't. You know, I'm not going on and on with the whole Chip Kelly bashing because I don't know what the hell he's doing. I hope it works. But that one is just like, I don't know, man. We drafted a really good linebacker, and we keep him. Don't give that guy away. Keep him.
Well, I heard one report that the fact that he misses time, he gets nicked up, chipped up.
Oh, my God. But I can't sign 17 guys with torn ACLs.
That's my point. That can't be the reason.
He fits right in. That can't be the reason.
He missed four games last year. All right. It was a different defense without him, and it was. D'Amico missed half the season. Kiko missed all of it.
All of it. That can't be the reason. He probably doesn't like the guy.
I have such a problem with that. If this guy, this isn't college where I don't like a guy's attitude, I kicked him off the team and took his scholarship. He's a professional athlete, Chip, and I don't know that this is the case. I don't.
That's what I'm saying. I'm being funny here, but we can't have enough good linebackers,
especially when they're all injured anyway. I mean, you'd have a pretty deep core, and you still got Najee Good, who they supposedly like. But you have, you know, a decent. Your front seven's not your problem. Don't screw with it.
The back seven and the back four is the problem. The back screw four with is your it. Problem. Screw with it.
And you
screw with it.
And so, to solve your back four problem, you overpaid a number two corner, which fine, you kind of had to. You mentioned that before. You brought in a guy that Walter Thurman didn't play at all last year, I didn't think.
Nope, but he went to Oregon.
And, there you go. And then I even saw Echol was talking about maybe sending Boykin to the Dolphins for Deion Jordan. That better not happen.
Well, if you're not going to play Boykin, fine, get a top five pick.
I hate Deion Jordan. I don't want to do that at all. But anyway, Luther, I hate him.
But just like LeSean McCoy. If you're going to get rid of him, get something for him.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah,
unlike DeSean Jackson, we just dumped him. And I'm still mad about that. We didn't get anything for him.
That one still bugs me the most, I admit it.
That's say what you want to say.
All right.
One really bugs me. It bugs me. It's going to bug me until next week. Guess what happens next week? My house gets finished, and I go through a walkthrough on the 7th.
Nice.
But we will have had a – we have a show that day. That's the 7th. So don't we have a show on the 7th? We have a show on the 7th, so we'll talk about that. And then I'll probably be closing the week after that. So I'm feeling pretty good about myself.
Nice. We'll have to do a video walkthrough tour on the radio. Anyway, Luther, I want to thank you for joining me as always. It's always a wonderful show, it's in our minds anyway. I want to thank all of our callers, all of our guests.
That's all that matters, damn it. All those callers that called in today, thank you.
Thank you guys very much. And thank you for listening. We'll see you guys right here next week.
Thanks for being part of the show. Luther and Micah will be here for another edition of Cheap Shots next week. Remember to catch us live every Tuesday at 4 p.m. in the West and 7 p.m. in the East on the Voice America Sports Channel. Let's talk again soon.